Okay, today is classical test. We're on classical test. We're on the fifth line. Boy Rava. Boy Rava. Rava has a kasha. Kasav beis megillos. If you write two megillos, shnei sotos for two sotos, because that's what you have to do. Each one gets their own. Can you erase them both in one cup? They both megillos. You put them in the one cup. That lady usually the first half, and then Rachel usually the first half, and then Leah usually the second half. Now, what's the story with that? Can you do that?
I wrote the Shema, each one.
I covered it for Rachel.
What's happening in the
Shema?
Well, that
doesn't
say this. It has to be written for that. You can't write, because you can't, I understand, but you can't write a Megillah and keep it in the vault, and then anytime the Sota comes, we'll just pull it out. You can't do that.
Oh,
it has to be written. Has to be written specifically for that woman.
For
that. Well, how do we know that? Did we do it yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay, so it doesn't log in the Leewood. Has to be written for that woman. You can't have them, can't go to the copy machine, just print 100 copies, and then we have, and then anytime a guy comes and brings his wife and soap, it doesn't work like that way.
Okay.
So here's what we did. Well, Shema we have, no question about it.
But Odilma, we did not have the Shema.
Maybe it has to be erased with Shema. Doesn't mean Shema, like you write again. It means for that woman. So here, we're reading two for one, two in one cup. So it's not really for one woman. And if you tell me you do have to do it like that, each woman has to have their own.
How about this one?
So fine. You have Rachel's cup, you put the Megillah for Rachel, then you have Leah's cup, but then you put them back into one big cup. You hear? But originally, right, so we had both. So we have Mechikul Lishma. No question about it. But each woman's not drinking their own cup. They both drink the same cup. Not good. So you're right. You want to tell me it's a problem because each woman's not drinking her own.
How about this?
So you go ahead. You have Rachel's cup and Leah's cup. You put the Megillah in Rachel's and Megillah in Leah's. Put it into one big kos, then you separate it back into two kosos.
Right? Wow, what's the story? Like I said, about this exactly.
Yeish Breira or any Breira? Do we say Breira?
Yeah.
Now, or not? What does that mean, Breira? That whatever Rachel drinks, that it's retroactively hers. And whatever Leah drinks, retroactively hers. So the answer is Teiku.
So, the answer is Teiku, so something to talk about is a Teiku. Tosfos wonders. Well, why don't we go through the whole
Shakla V'Taya Brira?
We say Brira on the horizons. We don't do that. Brira's not meaning on the Rabbanans, right?
Like when you have all the cases about the guy wants to take the wine before Shabbat, and he didn't take off Truma. So I'll do Brira. Whatever I'm going to drink now is not going to be Truma.
All these, the word is, hey, okay, thank you.
There's still a hack, there's still a Shakla V'Taya to go through with Brira. Do we say, is this the Raisa? That the mechiko has to be l'shma, that's a raisa. Each one has to have their own coast. Then you can't say brera anyway. So what's going on here? And if it's the rabbana, maybe you can't say brera.
The more just of teiku.
Like you can't argue with the teiku, but like it's a funny thing. There's no further discussion. It's over teiku. Interesting.
I might think I have you.
Why?
Okay. Next, boy rabba, ish kedesiv ma.
What if she drank with a straw? What if she drank the coach with a straw?
The chauffeur is not.
Oh, the different kind of straw. How do they translate that?
Two.
But what's the first one?
A bast.
A bast.
It's the same thing. It's a straw.
Bast.
Bast. Yeah,
straw. You know, a bast, you know.
Okay. Now, what's the story?
Jerry.
You know what a bast is?
No.
The thing with the real rubber hand and you pull it up.
Take it. Okay, there's a teiku.
So Rashi says, look at Rashi, ishki b'siv.
So the question is, it's the same question twice. What's the difference between a siv and a shofaris?
Yeah.
So Rashi says, ishki b'siv, shuk halul, it's a hollow tube, kedera santinokos joseph, which is the way kids drink. So they want to be dying in Rashi. The two questions were, what's a siv? Siv is something kids drink. That's kids. And what's a shofaris? Adults.
Two separate questions. It's a take on both. But at least they understand what's going on, asking two different things. One's for kids and one's for adults.
Okay.
Why would a kid have to drink it? What? Why would a kid have to
it's something that that's what kids do. So if you drink like a child, is that considered a normal way of drinking? It's heiku.
Bayer Hashi. Nishpachu mehen, if it's spilled out, Nishpachu mehen, he still has some left over.
Wow, the whole thing didn't spill, a little bit spilled.
Wow, what's his theory?
Heiku.
Okay? You say you drink the whole thing?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we're going to get to that. I think we're going to get to that.
I don't know if it's a whole thing, but it has to all be there for her to drink. It's a tickle. That's the question. What if it's not all there?
Right.
Amar Aleph is very easy today.
Till the end of the Mishnah.
Two Shavuos that are Sota said, what for?
Are the two Shavuos? Achas Kodim Shem Chumadikala. Achas Achas Shem Chumadikala.
Once before we erase it, then once afterwards.
Achas Kodim Shem Chumadikala.
The Torah said that both before
and both after.
Right. One's a shuva that comes with a curse.
And one's a shuva that doesn't come with a curse. Hey, he dummy, shuva sheyesh ima Allah. What's a shuva with a curse? But she says, Mashkiyani alecha, I make you swear. The Kohen says, the Kohen talks. She's really talking. But swear. Shalom nidmeis that you didn't drink, that you didn't become tamei, you didn't defile yourself by being alone with a man. If nidmeis, if you did, yafu bith,
all the curses should come true. Right, your stomach should this and your.
Amar Rava, a minute. Alo lechudei kaima, ushivu lechudei kaima. Right?
Allah stands alone, and the shivu stands alone. In other words, one shivu is an Allah, one shivu is out of curse. That's true. The Shavuot is unrelated to the curse.
Hello, my Rava. I'm not exactly sure what he's saying different now.
Hello, my Rava. Dear Tzat. Are there two Shavuot?
Mashtiani lacha svirmi. He's the comment has to the lady. Shemid meis. If you're guilty, you go bith. The mission happened. Right?
What's the difference between this and the first version? The first version was swear to me that it's not true. Here she thinks, if swear that if it's true, this will happen to you. That's different.
So what is the second shavuot altogether?
The second shavuot without that.
No, what is the second?
I don't know.
That should be the whole shavuot. I mean, I don't know what else is there.
No, it says the pasuk Nishkiyah Kol Zakori. Barmali, she says the word Kibbol Shachavishim. You didn't do it right.
Right. So that's the first shavuot.
Then it says a few seconds later Nishkiyah Kol Zeisha.
That's the second.
Yeah. The shavuot Allah. The curse, right? So, Amar Rashi, Allah Eka Simulekam.
So that's not a curse. That's not a shua. It's just a curse.
And Amar Rashi, Ashkan Elecha, make you swear, Shalom Nitneis. You didn't do anything wrong. They did something wrong, and oh,
this. This should happen to you. Okay.
Next Mishnah. Amahi Omer is Amen Amen. Why does she say Amen twice? Right? She says Amen twice. Why twice?
One amen on the curse and one amen on the shua itself.
Where Tosfos says in the bottom, Amah, the second part of Tosfos, Amah heal the earth, amen, amen. But actually, she was like the shavuos, call the amen, amen. If you answer amen, ki'ilu motzi shavua lipid.
It's as if you said the shua yourself.
Right? You don't have to actually say the word of the shua. Amen,
in what?
As you're agreeing.
You're agreeing, exactly. First shua is the Aegis. Amen, yeshua kabbalah.
Yes, I am a couple of that.
Yesh po shvua, yesh po ha'amonas dvaru. Right? It means a Kabbalah. Will you lend me money? Amen.
Right.
There you go, the money now. Amen is, that's one, amen.
That's also a shvua,
and it's also a Kabbalah, like we amen bedavin. That's the third one. It's a Kabbalah dvaru. Yeah, I agree that Hashem created the world. And I agree that, amen. Right? So when she says amen, that's good enough. Right?
Why did she say two amens? Why did she say twice?
Because one's on the Shavua
and one's on the curse. Amen, Meish Zeh. Amen from this man. Amen, Meish Acher. Where are the other men?
You accused me of being with Reuven, but really it was Shimon. You mixed up the guy.
Same thing. Amen, Shalom, Shatisi,
Arusa. Yeah, not when I was engaged to you, I swear that I didn't do anything wrong.
Says Rashi, of the last box of the page.
But there was no warning when they were engaged.
Right.
They weren't married yet. I mean, they were married, but they weren't really living together. So what's going on? There was no warning. They're not together. So how can you say to her, you better not be with that man? It didn't happen. So Rashi, what is she swearing that the double amen is on also when I was before we had chuppah, when we were still erisin, I also make a shvuah. So Rashi says I did a gilgal shvuah. It's a gilgal shvuah. What's a gilgal shvuah? We're going to throw in the znus that might have taken place when there was only erisin. Even though there wasn't a warning then. Right? This is the source of Gilgal Shvuah that applies in the whole Torah. For example, let's say you lend me money. And I come and I said, look, can I have my money? He said, I don't owe you any money. So you know what? Let's go to Bezin. And you take a Shvuah. Not only do I not owe him money on this claim, but I don't owe money on any other claim. I don't owe him a penny, not for anything else. That's a Gilgal Shvuah. Right? I asked you about this money I lent you last week. And you're going to bring up the whole, since we're born. Right? That's the Makar from right here. But she says, I didn't even do anything funny. No money, no impropriety, even when we were engaged. That's not what I brought you here for. Right? I didn't bring you here for that. I don't know what you were doing when we were engaged. I was at my house. You were young. I don't know what you were doing. I didn't warn you. I'm going to make a shvuah about that too. Yeah?
Setting precedent.
Exactly. Now, so once the shvuah. Now, this is the next two words are impossibly hard. Because what does it say? Shomeres Yavam. When I was a Shomeres Yavam, and the third one in essence called Kenusa. Right? And Kenusa means to marry. Meaning what? Reuven died. Shimon married his wife, his brother's wife in Yibum. Right. And then he accuses her of being a Sota. Right. So when she comes to Pesach, she's not only was I innocent or married in Kenusa, even when I was a Shomeres Yavam, even when they were waiting, debating, who's going to marry me, what's going to be with me, and he didn't do anything then either. Now, L'chora, that's the same thing as an Arusa. Right? L'chora, it's the same thing as an Arusa. L'chora. Just like an Arusa, it's a Gilgal.
So here it's a Gilgal.
The problem is here it gets worse. We'll see you in the Gemara.
Because the connection is different.
It's different.
And in many ways worse.
Exactly. But he's right. It's worth to see. But we also have to ask the kasha, and the stipler asked the kasha that it's an unbelievable kasha, such a spot on kasha, they don't really answer it. Such a good kasha, no real answer. We'll see in a few minutes.
Ave is still at Basie, and Ave that if you made wrong, leave it Basie, it will be.
And if I did, let all that curses calm.
Ave still at Basie, Ave still at me.
Not only am I making Shavuah, that
I didn't do anything wrong, I make a shvuah that in the future I'm gonna have to do anything. What kind of shvuah is that?
What do you need that shvuah for?
What?
That's understood. I mean, what do you need that shvuah for?
Right. So it's a whole discussion. You're looking at shvuah that.
Can you do a shvuah like that with money? I make a shvuah now. I don't owe you money, and I'll never owe you money. What kind of shvuah is that?
Hold on. I thought the shvuah is this promise is that if in the future she has any
impropriety,
then she'll.
So the Gemara doesn't suggest that.
That what he's saying is not also off.
That's how it's pastors. Yeah, we'll get to that.
It's not work.
It's an interesting statement.
What is that, a warning?
It's a very interesting statement. Okay, next. Hakal Shavin, everybody agrees. She'ain Masna Iba. You can't Masna here means to bring her to Bezdin.
Right.
Before you were engaged. That's for sure not. No one holds that.
I don't know why you state that.
What? Well, so exactly you have to state it. Well, I'll ask her to discourage.
And now after you get divorced. So you get divorced, and then you see her one day, you're driving by, you see her walking with a man. You yell at the door, you better not go alone with that man. You're divorced, get away from me. Right? You're divorced, get away from me. That's for sure doesn't work.
Right? Is that the case?
Yeah.
No, it's not until you say the law of a man, and then you get divorced. And you see
okay, that's the Gemara's answer to that question.
Ms. Arsa, Mistrua, Le'echad, right? Mistrua Le'echad. So the case is like this. Mistrua Le'echad, she was alone with a man. The mid-mace, right? Maybe she did something with him. The Afghan has a zero. And the husband remarries her.
After the divorce,
she's not going ahead with another guy, right? A sort of situation. And then if she
gets married to someone else, he's not allowed to remarry her.
Right.
But that's not what happened. There was just a warning, and She's like, what are you warning me? We're not married anymore. Right? You can't warn me. All right, I'll remarry you.
Then, lo,
he then can't complain to her. He can't complain to her, right? That what? That you're a sota. Because that happened when we were divorced.
Any time there's an impropriety, it's not an impropriety. Allowed to have a school alone, but they're not usher to each other. Right? I'm sorry, but that wouldn't be usher. It's not usher.
Right? That's not a sota situation. Okay, Mark, the Mishnah said that three times. Yeah. The Mishnah said the same statement three times.
Okay. Okay. Next. Amar from Luna. Shomeris Yavam. Shomeris Yavam Shizinsa? Athli Yavam.
Let's say Shomeris Yavam has an affair. No, it's not really an affair. She's not really married. She's not married. She's a widow.
Right.
She's waiting for Yavam.
Right.
While she's waiting for Yavam, she has a fling with a man.
What's her status?
She's a widow. She's an almana. However, there's a zika to the brothers. So Rav Huna comes along and says, if she has an affair with somebody at this stage, she's usher to marry one of the brothers in Yibam. Why?
Says Rashi. Rashi's the second Rashi in the
Gemara.
Is it Rashi? What? I don't know. Yeah, I
think so. Yes. It's no different than a woman having an affair while she's married. Which, if she does that willingly, she can't stay married.
Right?
She can't stay married. If a woman has an affair willingly, she cannot stay married. Now, what's a sota? A sota, we don't know what happened. We never know what happened. So says Rav Huna. A shomeris yavam is no different. If a shomeris yavam has an affair willingly with another man, she can't marry the yavam. Just like a husband and a wife. Now, is that a stretch or not to say such a thing? It's amazing. How many blot and yavamas do we have in this question?
Yeah,
now the Gemara so to ask that question. Now, is this far fetched? Is this a stretch of a din or makes sense this din?
Good question.
Right? Good question. Right? So by a wife, a real husband and wife, you understand. Now we're talking about a shomeris yavam. It's the same thing. Same thing. She has an affair with another man. She can't marry the yavam.
Now, okay? Says.
Makes sense. She's got a relationship or nothing.
So this is a zika. The question is, how strong is that zika?
So
Rav Huna is going to say, I'll prove it from the Mishnah. I'll prove it.
Why? How do you know that's true? Mivitani, it said, Shomeris Yavam Ukirusa.
It said that if a Shomeris, I didn't do anything wrong, when I was a Shomeris Yavam, or when I was married to the guy, after he didn't eat mummy, right?
If that would create an Isser, if it's Osir,
that's why she has to make that Shvua. In other words, I didn't do anything wrong because it was something wrong to do.
Right, yeah, that's right.
But you hear? But if she didn't do anything wrong, now I'm not saying we're going to give this woman Mother of the Year if she does that, but she didn't do a nice Isser. She had an affair with some man while she's a Shomeris Yavam. If that's not a problem, then what she have to swear about it for?
Yeah.
Right? Then basically, how could she make a swear? But man, but the Mishnah repeated itself daily a second time. If she would have an affair, but it's not really an Avera, then there's no soda on that. So by the fact that she has to swear, and I didn't do anything wrong when I was a Shomeris Yavam, doesn't that prove that if she did do something wrong when she was a Shomeris Yavam, it's a big Avera, and she blows the chance of ever having Yibam. Just no different than a wife. You hear that?
Maybe you do it with a Gilgul.
What?
Maybe you do it with a Gilgul. In other words, you say,
correct. It has to be that way because when she's a Shomeris Yavam, she's not under his domain.
Right.
That's like an Arusa. What are you hacking me when I was engaged to you? You never warned me. You're right, Gilgul. So, but she's still saying it. Why is she saying it? Because it's a problem. So Rashi says,
If there's no such a problem,
Pesheris Allah, you should have to ask them to kill them. Not to kill them. Oh, Allah is just even on that. Elohim, right? So it must be a problem. Says from Nuna, I didn't make up something, I didn't say something radical. The Mishnah said that. Right? All I did was pull it out of the Mishnah. I didn't say something so far fetched. The Mishnah said it.
Okay. I'll read Rava now.
No, we don't hold like that. We don't hold like that from Nuna. Aye, didn't the Mishnah say it?
Yeah.
Didn't the Mishnah say it? Really, the Mishnah really said it, black and white.
No.
No, you know why the Mishnah says that? Our mission is going according to the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. No, a Kedusha is not Toface, even by Chai V'Lavin. We hold it is Toface by Chai V'Lavin. What is a Chai V'Lavin?
For example, a Kohen marries a Gerusha.
They're not allowed to.
What Isser is that?
A Lav. So what if a Kohen gives a ring to a Gerusha and says, remember, that's just like a big wedding, a big chasana. Are they married? Of course they're married. Why are they married? Because we hold that a Kedusha is Toface by Chai V'Lavin. What if a man gives a ring to his mother? Tries to be Makadosh's mother. That doesn't work. They're not married. They're laid off the ground. Why? That's a different issue. Rabbi Akiva holds that even a Chai V'Lav, even a Chai V'Lav, that the Kedusha is not Toface. What does that mean? Umasvi la ki erva. And it's treated like an erva. What's treated like an erva?
Look at Rashi. The next question,
this woman, she's a Shomeris Yavam. Is she allowed to have an affair with somebody else?
No.
No. What's that is, sir?
A lot.
Rabbi Akiva holds. What? Rabbi Akiva holds the Kedushin is not Toface.
Even on a lot.
So what is that? It's nothing. It's like trying to marry your mother. Right? It doesn't work. We don't hold like that. If we hold, if another man would come and chop this woman before the brothers, it would be Toface. Oh. Now, there's something wrong here. Because we have to resolve the Yibum. You can't have just women that are subject to Yibum marrying other people. But it would work. The Kedusha would work. Rabbi Akiva holds, it doesn't even work. It doesn't even get off the ground. It's like trying to marry your mother. You're trying to marry your sister. It doesn't work. There's no Kedusha. Therefore what? Therefore, of course it's like a rivus. So for her to say Shomeris Yavam, that's not a kasha. She's not allowed to do anything. That's like an average. She's like married like a mom. She's like a married woman. So right. So Nuna's statement was that her having an affair ruins the chance of Yibum.
Right.
Says Rabbi Akiva. No. Says the Gemara. That's not the reason. The reason is because you're all going to be Akiva here. That what? And it's mamish erevah. So it's mamish erevah. It's not because the Rav Nuna's bort. Didn't bort. It's because it's an erevah. Therefore, for a bottom to leave you alone, you want to argue, they say, Bechayve Krisis with the Lotafi. Now only Bechayve Krisis, like your mother, your sister, that's where there's no condition. Bechayve Lavin, of course, will be condition. What do you see? Bechayve Akiva, Masri, Bechayve Lavin, Hamuros. Bechayve Lavin is so strict, but in you, it's through Bechayve.
So strict,
right? If someone has relations with a married woman, biratzim. Everyone's agreeing to that. Does the wife become master to the husband? 1000%.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So too, same thing. If someone has relations with a Shomeris Yavam,
exactly the same thing.
She answers herself to the brother leader.
Why? Why? Sehi Allah b'los ha'b'los siget ha'isha ha'meis ha'chutzal le'ishvar. Asura al-Yavama.
He can no longer marry the Yavama. Right? So if she has an affair, right, while she's a Shomeris Yavam, b'ratzen, can she now go ahead and marry the brother?
No.
In Yavam? No! Rav Nuna said, because it's just like, it really she's like an Ashes Ish. That's not the reason. The reason is because she's usher like an Ashes Ish. Not because it's treated like an Ashes Ish. It's a very slight difference,
yeah,
but a very crucial difference. You hear? Right. Ash Sobel Yashiv, then how can she ever be a Sota Anna Shemaris Yava. How could they ever get married? That then she's gonna come, then he's gonna accuse her of being a Sota, and she's gonna say, and when I was a Shemaris Yava, I also wasn't a Sota. How could she say that? How could she say that? They can't get married. If she was ever Mizana while she was a Shemaris Yava, they can't get married. So how is she ever coming to say, by the way, when I was a Shemaris Yava, I also wasn't a Sota. Believe me. They can't get married.
Yeah,
you hear? What?
No.
If she is Mizana when she is a Shemaris Yava, they can't get married. They're not allowed to. So how could she ever come and say, by the way, when I was married now, and when I was a Shemaris Yava, I didn't do anything wrong. They couldn't have gotten married. How could she ever, how could that happen?
No, yeah, because if you didn't tell them...
That's what we lost as kasha. It's a bomb kasha. You hear the kasha, Shia? It's such a bomb kasha. She's not allowed to.
Yeah,
I know he didn't know about it. We're not talking about a case like that. I'm not talking about a case where she lied and comes to her by the hope. No, you, my brother died, so you were faithful to me. Of course I was faithful to you. Of course. Now they come, now they're married 2 years later. You know, you're a Sota. By the way, and she comes to the base of English, and when we were married, when I was a Shemaris, I also didn't do anything wrong. That didn't happen like that.
Okay, 1 second. So there might be an answer.
He didn't ask her, so.
She's not allowed to, they're not allowed to marry.
Okay, well, let's say...
Now, how do you know? So now you're talking about people that are not doing the right thing. Now, having an affair is also not the right thing.
Well, yes,
so the assumption is no one's going to get married like that. So that's the assumption. I hear what you're saying. He's saying that she lied to him. The whole marriage is...
He didn't ask.
It's a really different thing because so itself may not have anything to do with that.
That's all the usher gives that answer. That's the answer he gives.
Because
that's all the usher's answer.
The idea behind Sota is...
Right. Exactly.
Not married. The whole thing doesn't take effect.
Right. So what she's saying, even when I was a Shemaris Yavam, it's just words. That's all Yashvi answers. Rabbi Yashvi answers. The Eina Chanami, the Mayim will not work. The Mayim will not work. The Mayim is not going to work now. What? She won't get the bracha either. But we still go through the procedure. Right. In other words, No. But we still accuse her of being a Sota, and we take her to the Beis HaMikdash. We do the whole procedure, but she doesn't drink it.
All she's got is embarrassed.
And she's a Sota. That's all she's got. That's not what we also give that answer. Right, but she's a great kasha, no?
There's many cases that this Sota would have worked.
Right.
She runs around all the time.
Exactly. Exactly what you say. It's exactly what we also said. You see, when you're on the ball, the answers become easy. You know, when you're holding cup, you have to hold cup to answer this question like this. You can read this book and answer that question. Such a pushy question. How did it ever happen? The answer is in the Chanami. It doesn't happen. But what she's saying it for, like what he said, it's just a procedure, right? And the mind might not work now. Like Mr. Freud said, what if he didn't tell her? What if she didn't tell him? It's not going to work, right? What if she has 100 affairs? No one knows about it. Not going to work. It doesn't always have to work. But you still have to go through the process. Excellent.
That's, by the way, might be a proof that the whole thing that nobody did.
Right. It never happened. Right.
The odds of, you know, taking everything into account, you can put her up there.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. Okay, next. Why are you hearing me up? Listen to this. Maoshi asked the husband the suit from Rishonim.
What if they got married? They got divorced. They got remarried. And I said, you know, when we were married the first time, you were a Sota then.
Or
you think I'm going to marry you as a Yavam, as a Yavam, my brother died. You fooled around with him. When he was alive, you had an affair with someone else. I want to take you as a Sota for him. He died now. He didn't have a chance. I'm going to marry you. You're going to become my wife. That's what he's doing. He's doing it for his brother. Am I right about that?
I'm trying to figure out what the Rav Yirmiyahu cases.
What?
I'm trying to figure out what is that? It's not a typical Rav Yirmiyahu case.
No, it's not. It's not. The first case is easy. They were married. They got divorced. They got remarried.
Right.
I accused you of moving out the first time. I got information you were a Sota.
Right.
So that marks in the hole. That's okay.
Right.
Well, because at the time they did it, it was also. That's what Gemara said. Right. The Mishnah said, that's hot. The rule is, if when she did it, it was an Avera, it's a Sota. So how did they have divorced in the middle? Why is that relevant?
Right.
Same thing with the brother. When you were married to my brother, you were a Sota. My brother never had a chance to
so I knew about it.
Because he died. Friend. I'm going to do it in his place. So that also works. Why not? When that happened, it was an Avera.
Yeah.
Now, can you do it for your neighbor? I don't know. Yeah. Can you do it for your neighbor? Your neighbor doesn't want to do it. You'll do it. I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's right.
But for your brother,
it's really the same thing.
Exactly. I'll do it for you. I know your wife is this and that. I'll accuse you. You're shy. I'll take care of it. Right? You have all these canine running around, right? Meddling in everyone else's business.
So a man in the street, so what you're saying is a man in the street can come along and
a brother who died.
Right.
A brother who died can do it. You can do it for your brother who died. You have a connection to him.
Right.
Can you do it for Stan, a neighbor? I don't know about that.
Exactly.
Right? So Tosh finds that. I'll show you this boil. Anytime she did had an affair, it's a lovely affair. But she wasn't awesome. I wasn't asked before they were engaged, when they divorced. Well, if I didn't ask you, it wouldn't work. If I asked you, but if it was asked, but you asked them, it wouldn't work. Shmami no, so why not? These could work. Why can't you do it? We were married once before, we got divorced, we got remarried. Well, we were married the first time, 36 years ago, so why not? There's no statute of limitations, why not? That would work. Remarry on her. I'll make sure that remarry on her statute of limitations. Tanya, what is your remarry on her statute of limitations? Not that I won't become Tommy. She didn't tell me my broken or something actually. That doesn't make any sense. That you can't be punished now for something you didn't do yet. That doesn't make any sense at all. Right?
Yeah.
That's not what it means. Hell, what it means is look at she Tommy. If I ever have an affair, if I ever do that, my environment was so broken or something. The water that you drank now will affect you then. That's what she said. Right? It stays in your body forever, never leaves.
That's great. You should make it at the chuppah.
Exactly. Right. Right. It's a little bit of a crazy way to start a marriage, no?
You think?
I take a prenup.
What?
It's a prenup.
I'm going to take away the bechira, no? Interesting. Barabashi, Maus Shimata Abdul Sugin Achroman. How about this? How about make her drink on a Sugin Achroman? What does that mean? It says Barabashi. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines of the line of the water at the bottom. According to Rav Meir, you can make a shvua for the future. Right? I'll make you drink now if we ever get divorced. What's the case?
Yeah.
Right? And we get divorced, and I remarry you. So when was the affair? While they were divorced? Right?
After they remarry.
So.
What?
Yes, what's wrong with that? I'll make a drink now. If we ever get divorced, and we get remarried, and on the future marriage you do something wrong, it should work now. Remarry said you can do it in the future. So why should it be different if you get divorced in the middle?
So why don't, before you get married the first time, before she gets married the first time,
you
have
to ask. That.
Give her a name.
Do it at the chuppah. Every chuppah.
Have a drink.
Right. So get the answer. Hashtamiha. By the way, why don't we do that with every avera? When you turn 13, there should be a procedure. Anytime you do an avera, lightning comes and strikes you down. What kind of life would that be?
It's the same thing.
If the kids so why do we do?
Come up and say, I would give you
this
medicine.
Right.
I would take. It's taken care of.
No. I'm not
going to
give it to you now. If you do
something
wrong, I'll give it to you. Yeah. Right. Step out of line. Lightning will come down and strike you. So why don't we do that? Can't do that. So what do we do? We do for a soto. He's already accused. Now that we have him here, now you're accused. By the way, you do it again. Cut. Be careful.
Yeah. You might have a little problem with that.
So for this,
yeah.
Oh, did the war maybe? Then the Gemara is Shlomah. Right now, she's doing it. What do you want from me? If you want me to drink now, in case we get divorced, then we get married. What do you want from me? And yes. So Tashmer, I also have different degrees. Before they were married, after the divorce, you can't make her. You can't bother. This girl last level, did base. Right? Well, how you want it? It wouldn't work. Right? While they were divorced. So I got to be married to Tommy, but if they got remarried and then she violated the marriage, it would work. Strong enough. Why can't you do this? You do it to her now, by the way, I'm drinking now. If you ever get divorced, if we ever divorce each other, and then we remarry, and while we remarry for the second time, you have an affair, it'll work right now. According to Rabbi, it works in the future. So why not? This was yesterday. Why not?
But I'm
not
strong.
This is
half strong. That is half strong.
Yeah. She can even drink. How many times can you do this to a woman? We can more than one time. She was innocent. She went back home. And then he accused her again. But who's the Omer? Zos. Say that Isha shows him to her. Oh, it can happen more than once. Look at the Tosfos. Any of Isha shows him to show him. Yerushalmi has a story. Karpis, there's a woman in Karpis. Tochia. Three times they brought her in front of Shammai ben Aftalio. Three times they brought her in.
So now, that's
in the
more married.
Yeah. Because
the
shwur
that you give is now later.
So I don't know if we hold like Rebbe. Someone said that.
Good
pick
on.
So we don't hold like
Rebbe. I thought we hold like
Rebbe. We don't hold like Rebbe that we do the future. So they brought her in once, she was innocent. They brought her a second time, she was innocent. They brought her a third time. Happened.
Well, Amr Yehuda, my today is the name, the Chumaya, Sofer, Sichin, the Isha shows the Nishonah. It could happen more than once. If you keep all day, do so. It's me and us. Have a little bit of Shepard.
It's only if it's two different men. Not if it's the same guy.
So, what's that Boyer term?
Yeah.
We don't do it.
Double Jeopardy?
Double Jeopardy, right. But how about Amr? Isha shows the Nishonah, pay the Shepard, pay the Beit HaRashim. Doesn't matter if it's one man or two men, right?
Also says Torah. So how can each one hold his own shita?
One man, one husband, and one boel. Right?
She can't drink more than one time. No question about that.
Next David says, two husbands, three boel, and two different guys. The cooling level of three that Isha shows in Rishon. And of course, each husband can take his own wife. Right? That's the difference between Torah. Can you believe what's the Buffalo? This is after one husband, who should be violent and pull two other men. Or Bishnei and Ashim, two husbands and pull other men, same guy. Can you read this guy? Right? Time to promise of the Taurus, the Buffalo, cool. The Zoos, the Buddha, you should have a pull left. Right? It comes to exclude that. One of us, right? So we saw the Buddha, cool. It comes to exclude all these cases. Torah, the Buddha, you should have a pull left. Two husbands and two guys. One comes to exclude both, one comes to include both. Zos, Mute, Tarti, Fish, Apple, and Ball, Apple, Fish, Apple, and Shane Bolin, Taurus, Mute, Tarti, Shane, Russian, Ball, Apple, Shane, Russian, Mushne, Bolin.
Right? So it's all the machlokes, what the story is. One man, two men, one husband, two husbands. So all that is a machlokes.
Hajjalot, Shaki, Hajjalot, Payamedi, Hajjalot. Maybe
I'm gonna have a flush, pick up some more from the new
parrot.